transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
I'm always inspired these Sundays around Thanksgiving, because as our calendar helps us to frame our minds on God, it is the only American holiday set aside to be thankful. I'm always inspired by the gospel readings around this week. Last week was a very good one, and so is this week. This week I want to take us in a slightly different direction, though. I don't want to talk about money today, although the gospel is about a very rich man. An entire portion of the gospel is focused on the fact that this man decided to walk away from Jesus Christ simply because he didn't want to give up his wealth. And on the surface, you might think that this is where this gospel should be preached, especially in these days of Thanksgiving. But I want to focus on a different verse today. Knowing the challenge that Christ gives, he says, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of heaven? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Now, having heard all of this, having heard the story in advance, this is the verse that I want to focus on. This is what the people had to ask Jesus. And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" Who then? As if to suggest to Christ, there's no way we can be saved. And Christ says, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." This particular verse, "The things that are impossible with men are possible with God," unfortunately tends to be misused in our very selfish way of life. Every time we encounter a difficulty in life, people challenge each other. "Ah, those who believe, nothing's impossible with God." But that's not what Christ says here. The context here, my brothers and sisters, is salvation. Because the question that Christ is answering, "Who then can be saved?" That's the question that Christ is answering when he says, "Whatever is impossible with men is possible with God." We cannot be saved alone. We need God, and we always have. Ever since the creation of our ancestors, Adam and Eve, we human beings needed God to save us. Think back, all the way back, way back into the book of Genesis. We see this beautiful garden, and as God is creating, I suggest you go back and read the first two chapters of Genesis this afternoon. As God is creating this entire beautiful universe, every day he says, "It is good." In the second day, "It is good." And then when he creates mankind, he says, "It is very good." So we know that God created his creation to be good, but he created it for a purpose: to save us, to bring us closer to himself. And if you read in the Old Testament, over and over and over again, we see what happens when we human beings decide to do it by ourselves. Only one rule God gave Adam and Eve in the garden. Don't eat from that one tree. Everything else was open for them. The entire garden was at their disposal. They were stewards of the entire creation. And God gave them only one rule: don't eat from that one singular tree in the middle. And what happens when Adam and Eve try to do it without God? Eve gets involved in this conversation with the devil, and she turns her back to Christ, to God. And now in this dialogue with the devil, she's ignoring God. And what happens? Adam and Eve fall, and they fall to temptation, and they break the only rule that God had given them. And God had warned them: the day you eat is the day you will die. And from that moment, my brothers and sisters, God has never stopped helping and trying to save us. From that very moment that Adam and Eve disobeyed him and ate the fruit and then refused to seek forgiveness, from that very moment, God was helping humanity to be saved. Whether it was removing Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden so they were not eternally condemned, or whether it was the flood of Noah and saving a family so that there would be a remnant of humanity so that the Messiah could come into creation, or whether it was the Tower of Babel saving us from ourselves over and over and over again. Every time humanity tries to do something on its own, we fall, we collapse, and we find ourselves reaching out as St. Peter did in the water, "Lord, save me!" Because we cannot do it alone. We need God to save us. And so this beautiful long history of the Old Testament, this is what is being brought up in this story. When the rich ruler says, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Christ says, "You know the commandments." And he immediately brings the rich man into the Old Testament. Because for centuries, for thousands of years, God has been giving to us assistance in the commandments of God, in the temple of David and Solomon, in the commandments of Moses, in the priesthood of Levi and Aaron. All of these things from the Old Testament, all of the thousands of sacrifices and laws of the Old Testament, were not just to tell us what to do, but they were to help save us, to help realize that God is here to assist us. And then finally, God himself came. Because all of that in the Old Testament, all of those volumes, all of those rules, all of those prophets, none of them was sufficient. Because God himself always planned to come and to save us himself. But the only way that God can save us, go all the way back to Eve. The only way that God can save us is if we do not turn our back on him. Is if we spend every waking moment and every sleeping moment focused on God and his life and his love. And every time that we are tempted to use our own logic and our own way of thought, I encourage you to remember where that ended up in the past. It never ends well when we depend upon ourselves. And so Christ came. God Himself came, and in the church, He gives us the way of life. Not earthly life, but the way of eternal life. This rich man asked, "What shall I do to have inherit eternal life?" The answer is, God has already given us His church. And what happens in His church? First and foremost, in our baptism and in our chrismation, we become one with God. In the mystery of baptism and chrismation, God unites us to Himself. And then we are forever united to God. Who would want anything else? And so the way of life of the church, the life of prayer and fasting and almsgiving, taking care of the poor, and our stewardship and the sacramental life of the church, whether it is house blessings, whether it is funerals or baptisms or artoclasias like we're going to do today, all of these traditions of our church are meant to focus our attention on God and not ourselves. Because so long as we're focused in the mirror, we cannot see God guiding us to heaven. That was the problem with the rich man. The rich man kept all of the rules as if they were just a rule book, as if there was a checkbox that God was keeping in heaven. And when Christ says, "You still lack one thing, sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me." That was the last straw for this rich man. And he decided to turn his back on God and walk away. It is impossible for us, my brothers and sisters, to achieve salvation, to get into heaven with our backs turned to God. This is why, as Orthodox Christians, we worship facing God at the altar table. This is why even the priest faces God with the people, because we always want our attention on Him and not on our own human logic, because that always leads us in the wrong path. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.